Now, I was just in one country a few months ago. A lot of trans people, subjected to abuses on the streets, and I requested to go to prison as well. So, land up in three prisons, so it's with a lot of the victims who are seen by some as violators of the law, actually, but they're also victims at the same time.
Is there any one particular case that struck you?
The ones that we act on very much in terms of communications to states to ask for redress, a lot of them to do with killings, attacks, mass type of situation, such as massive arrests of people. So it's both killings, torture, and so on the one hand, and mass arrests. And not even in terms of consensual same-sex relations or whatever, but because people are seen to be attributed a certain conduct or a certain impression of being something when they're not.
What has been your role in investigating and prosecuting these crimes?
The role of an expert is not a judge nor a prosecutor. I'm an advocate, an analyst on human rights, independent. So to fulfill those expectations, we have tools. And number one is global report assessment. Number two is country visits. Number three is communications based upon various rules of the UN. And number four is general cooperation. So those are the tools that I use. And the nearest to the casework that you're referring to would be communications with the states concerned in terms of allegations. And there are two parts there. One is confidential communications with many of the countries that you could be thinking about. We're already acting. This will be public when there's a response one day or a lapse of a certain period. And the second one is press release. Press statements, really advocacy in regard to a certain country directly.
That would be sort of a name and shame.
It can be facilitative as well. It could be encouraging good law reform rather than retracting on bad law reform. It doesn't have to be just casework. It can be in regard to encouragement of a preferred direction.
How is a country officially designated as a violator?
We don't have tabulation. All countries are covered without distinction. And no country is perfect. And we don't compare records either because every country has a specific characteristic for itself. If we look at LGBTI as a series of different groups, the situation is not the same per country. In some countries, there's no law against gays, but trans people can't change their gender yet because there's no law to recognize transition. And plus, they might be subjected to forced surgery, even if gender recognition is there in the law. The situation varies. But from our perspective of the United Nations, and this post is pro bono expert under that umbrella, the rights are the same, and the advocacy is predicated on the basis of no distinction, no discrimination, no violence.
There have been waves of arrest in Egypt, Indonesia, and Azerbaijan. Do you have any contact with that?
I cover all countries, and some actions on our side would be confidential. Some would be more public, and you can find the press statements already, which might cover one or two of those countries that you're referring to.
Do you ever work with other rapporteurs?
Both in terms of communications and the press release, absolutely. I think it's very important so that we have a collective approach. And it's not just that. We need a more total UN system because special procedures are one entry point, but we're not the only ones. You need to act with the treaty bodies, the Human Rights Committee that belongs to a treaty, the Universal Periodic Review, which has leveraging in terms of recommendations. And if it's really egregious, such as ISIS killing people, you have to go to other organs because there's a limitation to what a special procedure like this can do in terms of just pro bono expert. So using the total UN system, the preferred approach is UN in unity.
Are there any countries that have redeemed themselves and been taken off of your watch list?
We watch all countries without discrimination. And what is welcome is when a country responds in terms of indicating to us the willingness to change, to investigate situations, to provide redress, to provide compensation or reparation, as well as to open up to the UN system as a whole in the longer term. Because even if something's better today, we want to be sure that it's a longer term improvement as part of a sustained process.